Maseches Chulin has been dedicated in honor of Leslie Westreich, Elazar Meir ben Harav Yehoshua, a great chavrusa and friend.
The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Daf Kuf Yud Tes. The sugya over here in Daf Kuf Yud Ches and Beis and Kuf Yud Tes and Aleph are discussing the halachos of Yad and Hashemer. And the Gemara over here has the machloikis amiroim, if we say Yesh Yad the Pochis Mikizais, or we say Ein Yad the Pochis Mikizais. The Gemara earlier said that there's a concept of Tumas Yodos. What is Tumas Yodos? That when you have a food, and we know that the Torah says that all foods can become Tomei, and once they become Tomei, if they touch something else, they can give off Tumah and make other things Tomei. So the Torah says a Chiddush that not only are these foods Tomei, but if there is a stem, which the Gemara refers to as a yad. Yad is a handle. It's a stem, something that you use to pick up the food. The stem is attached to the food, even though usually a stem is not considered a food. You don't eat the stem. You don't eat. It's a piece of wood that's attached to the food. It's something that is mishamish, something that you use together with the food, but it's not something that you actually eat. So normally we would say that the stem is not mekabel tumah, and if the tumah touches the stem, it can't make anything tumah because it's not a food. Nevertheless, the Torah was mechadish, that there's a parasha of yodis, and the parasha of yodis means that when tumah touches the stem, we say it's as if the tumah touched the food, and the food becomes tumah. And if the food is already tumah, and if the food itself touches something else, it makes it tumah. So too, if the stem touches something else, which is tar, it will make that other thing tumah. So the discussion over here in the Gemara is, how big does the food that's attached to this yad have to be in order for there to be a halacha of yodis? So there is one man to Amr that says, Yesha the pochis mikizais, that even if the food itself is very small, the food is less than the size of an olive, the size of a kizais, nevertheless, there is a halacha of yad. It has enough of a chashivus that the stem also, it's as if the stem also becomes tame, and therefore the tumah touches the stem, the food will be tame. If the food is tame and the stem touches something else, it'll make the other thing tame. The other man d'amar holds, ein yad apochis mikizais. What ein yad apochis mikizais means that there is a minimum shear. If the food is a kizais, then it's chashuv, it's a significant amount, and then we say there is a halach of yad, that the tumah, the yad could bring the tumah into the food and take the tumah out of the food. But if the food is smaller than a kizais, so that's too small. Although it's true that foods that are smaller than a kizais could become tumah, as we'll see soon, but the halach of yad does not apply to these foods. Now, in general, when we talk about tumas oichlin, there's a big machlokes rishonim. How big does a food have to be? What size does the food have to be in order for it to be mekabel tumah? Some Rishonim learn, and there are Rashis in a number of places that explain, the Rashi Shita is that every food is mekabel tumah. It could become tumah. There's no shear. No matter how small it is, if something tummy touches it, it will become tummy. However, in order for a food to make something else tame, if something else touches this food, the food has to be a minimum size in order to make something else tame. And the Gemara makes a drasha that that is the shear of a kebeo, the size of an egg. An egg is bigger than a kizais. Machleik is whether size of a kebeo is equal to the size of two olives, or two zeisim, or three gezeisim. But be as it may, the shear of a kebeo is definitely bigger than the shear of a kizais. So we have a machlokes rishonim. Some rishonim hold that tumas oichlin the mekabel tumah bekol shu. Even if it's a small amount, it could become tummy, but it can't make other things tummy till it's the size of a kebeya, of an egg. And there are other rishonim, like Tosfos, other rishonim will hold that just like there's a shear of kebeya for making other things tummy, so too the shear of kebeya was said when it comes to the food itself becoming tummy, and the food will never become tummy unless there is a minimum size of a kebeya. So according to these Rishonim, we hold that you need a minimum of a kebeya, of the size of an egg, in order for food to become tameh. We have a big problem here. how could the Gemara have a discussion? And the Gemara says, Yesha the Pachas Mikizayis, it's possible to have a Yad for a food that's less than a Kizayis, and therefore the Tumah touches the stem, it makes the food Tameh. How could the food become Tameh? If I hold like the Rishonim, that food becomes Tameh Bekolshu, even if it's a very small amount, and there's no shear. So then I understand how you could say that there's a Yad for Pachas Mikizayis. Or even for a Kizayis itself, according to the Man Damar Ayyad Pachas Mikizayis, but he's moided that by a Kizayis, there is Tumah. There is a halach of Yad. But if according to the Rishonim, who hold that you need a Kibbeya in order to be Mekabel Tumah, so then what's the Gemara talking about? How could the Gemara have a discussion less than a Kizayis, or exactly a Kizayis? Either way, it's less than a Kibbeya, so it can't become Tumah at all. This question is asked by the Mefarshim over here in the Sugya. Both Rashi and Tosfos deal with this question. Tosfos learns, we'll go with Tosfos first. Tosfos says that interesting case. Tosfos says that really, what I have, I really have two foods. I have one food which is attached to a yat, which is attached to a stem, and that food is a kizayis, or less than a kizayis. And then I have another food which is attached to the first food. The second food is attached to the first food, and together, all together, the two foods, food items together, add up to the sheer size of a kibbeya. However, even though they add up to the size of the kibbeya, and therefore it could become tameh, it could be tameh acherim, but the yad is only a yad for the food that it's actually attached to, and not to the second food. Why? Because Taisa says that if I were to hold the stem, and I were to pick up the food with the stem, the food that's directly attached to the stem would stay, would not break off. But the second food that's attached to the first food, that's already too heavy, and the stem is not strong enough to pick up the entire thing together. So therefore, the second food that's only attached to the first food is not, it doesn't have a halach of a yad, because the yad is, it's gonna break off. So the yad is not doing anything for the second food, and therefore, it's mitzarif to the shir of a kipeya, and the question is whether the yad could be, bring in tumah and cause that, would cause this food, the entire thing, to be mikabel tumah. That's Tosfos' pshat. Now Rashi says a different pshat. Rashi says, I have this yad. The yad is attached to a food. The food is a kizayis, or slightly less than a kizayis. And there are other foods here. There are other foods together with this food that's attached to the yad. But the other foods are not attached to the first food. If they would be attached to the first food, then they would be attached to the yad, and then they would be a yad for the whole thing. So, there are other foods here. So what are other foods here? Rashi holds that since the second food is touching the first food, even though it's not attached at all, so in order to be a yad, it has to be attached. It's not attached. I pick up the stem. The only food that's attached is going to come with it. The other food that's touching is not going to come with it. But since the other food is touching the first food, so therefore altogether I have the size of a kibbeya, and altogether I have a kibbeya, therefore it will be mikabel tumah. The Tosfos doesn't like this pshat in Rashi. Tosfos says we find the Mishnayos it's not like that. You find that the Mishnayos say that in order for something to be mitzarif, in order for to have a shir to be mekabel tumah or to be mitami acherim, it has to be attached. Where do we find? Tosfos says that we find the Gemara has a discussion of the Gemara says clearly that there are certain situations by hektish that the Torah says that everything that's inside one utensil is considered as if it's attached. But you see, it has to be attached. If it's not attached, it's not considered one entity, and therefore, it will not be mekabel tumah, and won't be considered a kibbeya, the size of kibbeya, during tami acher. So therefore, Tosfos dislikes Rashi's pshat, and that's why Tosfos learns a different pshat. However, in order to understand Rashi clearly disagrees with Tosfos. And Rashi holds that even when I have a kibbeya of food, even if I have it all together and it's all touching each other, although the food is not attached to each other, that still is considered a significant amount. That's a shear of a kibbeya, and that's enough of a kibbeya in order that it should be mekabel tumah. Now we find the Achrayim over here bring a Tosfos Rid. Tosfos Rid says in Chagiga, says very clearly that although it's true, what Tosfos says is correct. I have two foods are touching. They're touching each other. And somebody whose tameh comes and touches the first food, so the first food becomes tameh. first food was touched by a person whose tummy becomes tummy. The second food does not become tummy, i.e., it's touching the first food. Now, the first food, once the first food is tummy, if the first food is tummy, it can make the second food tummy. But the second food doesn't become tummy by virtue of the tummy person touching the first food. It's not, because it's not attached. Had it been attached, then the whole thing would become tummy from the tummy person that touched it, or the other, whatever tumma touched it. But since they're not touching, since they're not attached, they're only touching, so therefore, the most they could do is that the person can make the first food tummy, and the first food touching the second food can make the second food tummy. Says the Taisis Rid, that's all true, that the second food doesn't become tummy. But this, that the Torah said, that in order for a food to become tamei, it needs to be the size of a kebeah, it needs to be the size of an egg. This halacha that the Torah said, you need the size of a kebeah, the Torah did not require that the entire kebeah be attached to each other. The fact that I have a total of a kebeah's worth of food sitting in front of me, and the food is touching each other, even though it's not attached, that's enough. That's enough to be considered a kebeah, and therefore the tumah, when the tummy person comes and touches the food, it becomes tummy. Not the entire kebeah. The entire kebeah doesn't become tummy. Only the part that the tummy person touched becomes tummy. So even though I have a kebeah in front of me, nevertheless, only what the tummy actually touched, that food and anything that's attached to it, will become tummy. The rest will not become tummy. This is a massive chiddush, and the way we understand it is the following. That although the Torah said that you need a size of a food that's a kebeah in order to be mekabel tuma, the Torah wasn't saying that you need a certain amount of tuma. A certain amount of tuma has to, in order for tuma to be passed on from the metame to the food, you need a kebeah's worth of tuma in order to be transferred. That's not, the Torah didn't require that. Possibly for maybe for other shiurim, for tumas meis. Maybe over there you take and need a complete shear of tumah. But when it comes to tumas eichlin, this that the Torah said you need a kebeah, the Torah said you need a kebeah of food in front of you. Because that's a choshev amount of food. It's a significant amount of food, and since I have a significant amount of food over here, now the tumah could transfer. The tumah doesn't have to take over the entire kebeah. The tumah could take up part of the kebeah. And that's enough, because the tumah takes up that part of the kebeah, and therefore I have a kebeah in front of me, so therefore the tumah could spread. Otherwise, if I don't have a kebeah at all, the tumah won't spread. And this is the pshat in Rashi. This is exactly what Rashi's saying. Rashi's saying that when I touch the yad, tummy person touches the yad, so whatever is attached to the yad, whatever food is attached to the yad, that will become tummy. The rest of the food that's touching the first food won't become tummy. Fine. So it's only a yad for whatever the food is touching. That's less than a kezais. That's a machalikis of the Gemara. If you ate the pachas kezais, or ain't yad the pachas kezais. So you're going to tell me I don't have a kebeah? I don't have a kebeah that became tummy, but I have a kebeah of food because the first food was touching the second food. The truth is that we find this concept not only in the Taisus Rid, we find it also in the Ravid. On the Rambam Hilchos Tumas Eichlin, Perek Vav Aloch Yitzayin. He says very clearly, he says, Noga sheretz bekebeitzel peirurin. He says if you have a sheretz is tummy, dead sheretz, and the sheretz touches a kebeitz's worth of perurin, of crumbs. Yeah. It touched the kebeitz's worth of crumbs. And here it's mashma that the sheretz touched the entire kebeitz, touched each piece. Mitzdarfin letamei acherim. The Ravid says that even more than that. The Ravid says not only do we say that the sheer kebeah to become tamei works even in pieces that are not attached. He says, I have a bunch of pieces that add up to a kebeah, but they're still pieces. And each one is tameh. And now, all these pieces together could even make something else tameh. We said before, in order for a food to make another food tameh, it has to be a kebeah. So where do I have a kebeah? I have a kebeah of food. He says, these kebeahs v'noigin zebezeh, the perur and the crumbs are touching each other. The fact that they're touching each other is significant enough to be considered a kebeah, that I have a significant amount of food in front of me, and now this kebeah, it's a significant amount of food that has the ability to mitame something else, even though it's not one piece, even though all it is touching. Now there it seems like it's a little bit more of a chiddush, because it could be that each one of the pieces has to be tummy in order for the tumah to be transferred. But over here by us, when the tumah is going into the food, not going out of the food, when tumah going into the food, it's not necessary for the entire food to become tummy. So long as I have a kebeitza a kebe's worth, an egg's worth of food in front of me, and all the food is touching each other, some of the food can become tamei, and although the rest of the food doesn't become tamei, it's very possible for some of the food to become tamei, and this is the sheet of Rashi. L'chayre, Taisis disagrees. Taisis disagrees that Rashi doesn't like Rashi's pshat. The fact that it's touching is not enough for Taisis. It has to actually be attached. So akapanim, what comes out from here is that we have a clear machloikis between Rashi and Taisis when it comes to the halacha of a kibbeya that's necessary to be mekabel tumah. Do I need to say that the entire kibbeya has to be attached, or is it enough that it's only touching?
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.